hold the nechah gimel manala. We just want to, on that line before the Mor Sakasha, if you hold the halacha, if you hold the halacha, it's a mitzvah. Mor says if you hold, you shouldn't say mechaba umadlika, say mechaba umagbia umanicha umadlika. Is that order dafka? Seems to mechukas b'sharna whether that order is dafka. The problem is if you learn it dafka, it just. The halacha has to be before the halacha. So comes out the last part of the mitzvah is the halacha. So then the halacha should be the ikar mitzvah. So how do you understand that? That's the problem. Whereas you learn that it's lav dafka, that the main act is the act of putting it in its place. That can take place even after the halacha. It's a little bit easier to understand that. Mandamra holds halacha is a mitzvah. Ke'amar of Sheshis. Rav Sheshis is a halacha achsanoi chaya b'ner Chanukah. Person who is a guest, in the way it's understood in halacha, interestingly enough, an achsanoi is a person who is a paying. He's not a guest. He's a paying. He's renting the makom. So he's chaya b'ner Chanukah. At least what many. A lot of the halacha, it's understood like that, like many shittas. So he has a semi-status of being, he has some type of an ownership over here, because he's an asanoi. He's not part of the Bnei Bayis, just by virtue of his presence. He has his own, has his own makam here. When I was by way in yeshiva,
how does that play out with mezuzah? I mean, someone just spends a night at a hotel.
Right. So it's not kind of mezuzah. It's not, the parallel to mezuzah is not perfect, and this is one of the. Here's where the Achronim talk about the second half of the concept. You don't find such a concept by mezuzah. On the other hand, could Rav Sheshis is Kiddush, the Ran. It says that the Kiddush over here don't think that it's doimer to mezuzah. The Kamash over here, that's not doimer to mezuzah. The Shalos, what does he mean it's not doimer to mezuzah at all? You know, they totally took off the concept of bias or not. And there is at least some kind of mishloim like that. That this Gemara is coming, Rav Sheshis is coming to say that it's b'chal not doimer to mezuzah, and betzim, any person can be chayiv, and there's no din of bias b'chal, that's what they want to learn. And some learn b'dak an asanoi, who has. So what's the chiddush of asanoi? Some of the guy on the park bench is also chayv b'ner Chanukah. It said that asanoi who has a bias and he's giving some renting. He has some element of a bias over here. So that's why he's chayv. So that's the shaka v'tarya. Also, not clear. You find asanoi. What's the definition of how long is he renting for that they should be chayv? Our picture was like a boarding house, but a person who would be boarding by somebody. So he was there for a while. Like it was there, he says, Mereish ki havino be rav, when I was way in yeshiva, when I was a bacher in yeshiva, so mishtataf no bepriti, bahari ushpizen. So the person who was my host, where he lived, where he boarded, the boarding family, he would be mishtata v'pruta. He would pay a pruta to be part of the hablaka of the balabayas. So the for him to get a get can to, he doesn't have his own pesach to be madlik. So the balabayas is lighting. He's not one of the Bnei Bayis Be'etzim, because he's there specifically as a paying boarder, so he can't automatically be included in the Bnei Bayis of the Bala Bayis lighting. On the other hand, he does have a shechet to his bayis, so therefore he can be mishata v'pruta. In other words, so a guy of the street can't just walk in and say, I'll be mishata v'pruta of your locker. That's not going to help him. It's not his makom. Has to be part of, so he has a semi status of being part of the bias, to the extent that the halakha of the bias will work for him, as long as he's mishtatah with the pruta in that halacha. And there's discussion in halacha, a few things discussion in halacha. Some shita told you have to actually add the Baal HaBayis should add more oil to correspond to his hishtatvus. So he's actually owns, so it's his oil and his, and he now owns part of the oil and he owns part of the wick, and it's his oil and his wick which are like. The other question the Bir Halacha deals with is what was the king? Does he need to give Maisa Kenyan or not? We passed him midrash that money is Mos or Karnas, and Min Rabbanan Chazal were Misakin that it's not. So he brings over there, I think, at the Shar Tzion. Mishabur brings a Shita. The Bir Halacha, the Rebbe, what is it? Bring the Halacha, Shita, which says it's. Over here, they put it back on the Nidraisa by the guy with the mitzvah. They put it back on the Nidraisa that just being Shatra Pruta was enough to give him a bialus in the oil and the wicks without doing a hagboa. I mean, I think that he brings the vice. Rav Kamil says he should do a hagboa, do a Kenyan hagboa.
But isn't he still
so much
of
Shulchan?
Pasha's
not. No, right now, his Mokum is not home. He specifically would command himself not to be there. He's not. That's not where he's living. It's like, you know. When he goes home, he's automatically part of the bias. That's his natural place. He's automatically part of the bias. But Kolzman, he's not home. He's in this other Mokum. That really is his Kriya's Mokum is here.
And what if he's not paying? Like, I mean, I've got a relative who lives with some other relatives, and I don't think he pays any rent.
It seems to be there's I didn't look it up now. I recall. There's a footnote in Shemir Shabbos Kehilchus. The guy with Hilchus that block his neighbor's Shabbos. The same issue of how exactly the. And he seems to say that that's better. Because then there's sort of like, you know, if a person is living there and not paying, so he's not a distinct entity. You know, Adrabi, he's part of the bias. He's part of the many bias at this point in time. But the fact that he's paying indicates he's not really part of that's why he has to pay to be here. So. And a person would charge his kids, they wouldn't be as many bias, you know. So that would be better. I'm not sure everybody agrees with that, but at least I remember him. My guest, I'm sort of taking care of and saying he's part of, you know, I'm drawing him in more than a border. Then he said, Basa the Nasivi, after I got married, and then I was away, Basa the Nasivi, it's after I married a wife. I mean, Rashi says, and sometimes we would go away to go learn. So then, Vadi Lutrichna, the Kav Madliki Alai, Begoy Besoy. So now, they're lighting at home for me, and that is back in my home, so that I don't have to. So now he's over there, about he's the Balabas. He doesn't lose his clear shame balabos when he goes away. He's not always balabos when he goes away to learn. So his bias is lighting, and that's the kirchiyev, so he's not mechuyev to light. There is a discussion later on the omen of the halachas of chashad. Is that mechayev him to light? You know, but mikir din, he doesn't have to light. Like Rashi, Achsanoi, fourth line. Bereach is a person who's a guest here. He's away learning Torah. A lie be shvili lani for me, because be soy be basi in my house. Okay. I'm Shimon Levi. Kol Hashmonim Kulam Yafan Lanir. There are many oils out there which are acceptable. They're all good for the Nair. Shimon Zayas and Mufkar, the preferred one is Shimon Zayas. The Meshabura. Says it's not necessarily the clearest one, but it has the mila of he brings the maral learns it has the mila it was done into the mikdash. Amar baya mereish hava mahader mar amashka the shumshimi. So Rai says that his master, Mar, meaning Rabba, his Rebbe Rabba, would specifically seek out sesame seed oil. Because Amr, he's at a high moshech nahuri tfeh. It extends longer than other ones. So it has that advantage that it has the light lasts longer. Kimin the Shomalo the Hodur Rishum and Levi, once he heard Rishum and Levi's statement, Mahara Amashra the Zesa, he specifically would look for olive oil, Omer Hai Solo and the Hurite, because it has a nice, it has a clearer light. All oils are good to use in the process of making the yo. Shemazayas min a mufkar, and Shemazayas is the preferred one. Now the Mor is going to present it. Clarify what exactly does it mean? Where was the yo used in the process? Where was shemen used in the process of making the yo? Your ink. See, boy,
I don't understand. I thought we said before that the understanding is shemen zayis min a mufkar is because of sort of spiritual qualities, not physical qualities. But then
he's saying that
at the end
that there was a physical. No, it's balanced against the. Mile of that lasts longer is also a physical mile of that it has a clearer light.
But he only did that after he heard
right.
Like an additional reason.
I don't know.
Maybe that was the reason for olive oil or not.
I don't know. Could be. Okay. Boy Lahum. The gabal or the ashen. So, in the process of making the yo, so first thing you would do, Rashi says, they would take oil and they would burn it in such a way that you know it would make carbon deposits onto it's a piece of glass, put a piece of glass right above it, and it would make carbon deposits on it. They scrape that away and mix it together with oil, and that was part of the things that they would use those were part of the ingredients in the dio. So it was used la'ashen to make soot, make the carbon deposits, and B, it was used to mix in the megabal in oil. So when you say shemen zayis is yofa, it's mina mufkar, it means it makes the better ash, makes the better soot, or it means it's the better oil to mix in to make the dio. To mix in, which one do you mean? Toshman the Tanner of Shmuel Zutra, Kol Shmuel Miyafan LeDiyoy, Shemen Zayis. All oils are good for helping making the yo. It's not the only ingredient in the yo, but it helps in the yo. Shemen Zayis Ben Amufker, Ben LeGabel, Ben LeOshen, Ben LeOshen probably. Whether it's to
this, yes.
Okay. I think it's a verb. Just a parallel to the word legabel. Ben legibel, ben leoshen. Ben legabel, ben leoshen. Whether it's used to mix in or whether it's used to make it into the ash. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutri, Masni Hachi, Rav Shmuel Bar Zutri presents. He says he has a different price which presents it in the following way: Kol Hashonim Yachim LeDiyo. All the different types of soot are good for the Yo. Shemen Zayis Min Amufkar. Shemen Zayis is the preferred one. Okay, so there you have it. So according to that version, it seems to be focusing in the Ishun element of it. Amar Huna. All of the different saps are usable in the dio, and the straf of the ketav, which is a wild plum, as she says, prunil, prunes of the yar of the out in the wild. So the wild plum tree sap. It's definitely cool. Okay. So crash. Moshech Nehare, Eno Memar Lichlois Kishem Azayis. It doesn't run, it doesn't, it's not consumed as quickly as Shem Azayis. Solo Nehare, Solo Meher, it's clear and it produces light. The Gabo, Mitzosi, Bechubas Agoinim, Rashi says, they found in Shubas Agoinim the following explanation, Shema Ashim, Kris Kukis, you take a glass keli, and you would put it, you would make it sooty, b'oshen shem and zayis, atshemash, until it turns black. V'garash akhbaris, and you would take off that black, the black deposits. V'nosin by shem and kima, you put a little bit of oil in. Magabo boi, and you mix it in. V'miyav shepachama, and then you would dry it out in the sun. V'mamacha yisrael asecha diyo, and then you would mix it into the diyo, and it helps for the coloring of the diyo. And so that was one of the ingredients in the diyo. The Ashrein Namikid Precious. Sraf is Guma, it's your sap. Ktaf Pruno Shayar of your wild plum. Hashanoisim Michel Sraf. I don't know what sure that Rashi means. Apparently, we use some type of a sap to put into the dio, so just like they did. Tosis has problems with Rashi's pshat, whether there was guma in the dio or not. So Tosis has problems with Rashi's pshat. Okay. You have to make a bracha when you light the Ner Chanukah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer HaReiner Shachanukah, he says, and also, Pashi is saying also, a person sees in Ner Shachanukah Tzarech Lavorach, he has to make a bracha. Omer Yehuda, Yer Mishan HaRoya Mavorach Beis Malik Mavorach Kimbo, Mekan Veilich, Malik Mavorach Shtayim, Mavorach Mavorach Achas. My memai, what do you leave out after the first day? Memai zman. So the first night, a malik makes a bracha of lahadlik, he makes a bracha of shasan nisim, and a bracha of shechiyanu. And a roya would make a bracha of shasan nisim, and a bracha of shechiyanu. And the second night already, he just makes a bracha of shasan nisim. And the malik just makes a bracha of lahadlik and shasan nisim.
What if you saw the first night and lit the second night?
Just the Shachiyanu? If you said the Shachiyanu the first night? Yeah. No, so you wouldn't necessarily say the second night. Morris says, my Zman. So you don't make a bracha of a Shachiyanu. That's the first thing, Morris, the bracha of Zman. Morris says, when you might, Nace, maybe you should take out the bracha of Shasa Nisim, that's the bracha of Neis. It says Neis Kloyami Isay. The each day there was a new element of Neis, so we can say the bracha of Shasa Nisim is appropriate to say each night. I have the same problem as I was. What was the Morris Kasha? In the Morris Kasha, it's saying to my Nais, would you say, you know, where else do you find the Div making Shechiyon every single time? Right. And the other way you say, because each day was a new day, so like now I got to this day, so then why would you want to be the Bracha of Nais? That was that's your end of your thought process?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. So you make a bracha of lahadik ner. Where is the the tzivui, which therefore allows us to make a bracha. And as Rashi says, it's only the rabbanon. So the language of the Bereshit was mitzava us. The Chachamim were mitzava us. Where the
this is true of every time we say a bracha.
That is true. The more is going to somewhat seem to say there seems to be the avua, the kulhoin is here to discuss the issue. The more actually, it's not the only place where the more discusses it. More says,
I assume that others have the gears of like near Hanukkah, the ones who say.
Yes, I imagine so. So Rav Avi Omer Meloy Sosser. So the source for the tzibah is from the mitzvah in the Torah says that you cannot deviate from the words of the Chachamim, Yemin Usmo. So the Torah commands us to follow the words of the Chachamim. Now this is a difficult Gemara. According to the famous chalukos of Rambam and Ramban, Rambam derives Pashas, this Gemara is one of his sources, that every tekana derabbanon, any gzeira that the Chachamim made, you have a chiyuv to listen to because of the mitzvah of the Torah of losos. So every time a person is over derabbanon, really he's being over deraisa. That's really what it comes out to be. And every time you're Mekayim the Rabbanon, you bring Mekayim the Raisa. So the Mor says you can make a bracha l'shek yourself, because you're Mekayim to do it. The Torah says so. That's what the Rambam understands. The actual context of the Pasuk, it's not very clearly indicated. The case where there was a case of the Zakeh Mamre, which is civilly, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. And he goes up, and there that we had in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara clearly says it was talking about a case of the mitzvah deraisa, which the Chachamim are being mefarish what it means. And there's an argument exactly how to understand the mitzvah deraisa, how many tefillos there are in the tefillin, you know, the discussion over there. That, you know, and there the Chachamim want to be mefarish what it means, and he's going there. The Torah says you cannot deviate from the way the Chachamim understand the Sanhedrin Gadol interpreted and understood this mitzvah deraisa, that the Chachamim make a gzeira clearly, which is clearly the rabbanon, or they make a tekana which is clearly the rabbanon. That loisos applies to that. That we have no from the pesukim, we have no indication, because the more clearly brings out that halacha loisos, which is the hashara for the punishment for the zaken mamre, is only talking about a very specific, very specific area. So Ramban says, Ramban argues on the Rambam and says that's not true. You only have what it has in the pasuk, and not more than that. He says, and I'll tell you, I'll prove it to you, because we pass on Sveka the Raisa the Chumrah. So how does he understand Sveka the Rabbanon the Kula according to the Rambam? Because every Sveka the Rabbanon is really a Sveka the Raisa. Now the Rambam Lishitoso answers that question, because the Rambam Shita is that the Raisa the Sveka the Raisa really is the Kula. That which is the sake of the rice of the chumrah is a din derabbanan, with the exception of the way the Magen Mishnah says we don't have a krisis already. The sake of the rice is the chumrah. It's chasig yisura. The sake of the rice is the chumrah. But without that, stam is subject derabbanan. Subject the rice. According to the Rambam, made a rice is the kula. Someone to kana derabbanan, that's the chumrah. So they made it to kana derabbanan on something which is an explicit mitzvah in the Torah, on which they made a mitzvah. Even though you're to listen to them, they wrote into the mitzvah the clause sake of the rabbanan the kula. So he said, well, you're mechuyev the machmer because it's suffered the raisa. Never mechuyev the machmer anything that's suffered the raisa. It's only because they said, they also said, we didn't say our din under our bottoms. Okay, that's all. But Rambam Pashas is this Gemara. Good. So Rav Nechemya Omar Shalavicha Biagetchus and Kenecha Biyarmulach, and that's the Chassam Sofer says the reason why he brought the second pasuk. He says, John, you don't find a lashon of a bracha b'tzivonu based on a lo yisase. So that's why he brings this puzzle. The pasuk says you're supposed to follow the guidance of your zakenim. Pashtas. Rabbi Chanan has a long arichus to understand. So how do you know that you can listen? If there's no command in the Torah to listen to the Rabbanans, right? So you're not Rabbanan Yaberi if you didn't listen to the Rabbanan. So why do you have to listen to the Rabbanans? Right? If there's no command in the Torah to listen to the Rabbanan, it's also difficult. You know, it's the pasuk in the context over there. It's in Hazino. We're talking about understanding the history and getting direction, etc. But then he should have the status of a mitzvah with the chiyuv and the tzivano. It's also difficult. But he learns that there's no mitzvah in the Torah of Loisosad. You must listen to the Rabbanan. So what's mechayvi to listen to the Rabbanan? That's a very, very basic problem, that we don't have a foundation for the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Chanan has a sefer called Kuntres Divrei Seferim where he talks about this barichas. And he gets involved in, I guess the strange way of putting it, he gets involved in that maybe there's a svora that you're mechuyav to listen to them. It's based on svora that there's the repository of Torah. They have explanations. So you're making a bracha. You're giving a status of a mitzvah, something which is based on svora, and that's machlokes. Interestingly enough, that's machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach, beginning of Ketzim of Orchon. If the Mor says that the logic of you mechiv neka bracha, because the logic of mechiv neka bracha, is that a mechayev? Does that have it done like some type of ischayevus on the raisa level? Because svara, the Rashi gave us. There's a radak. There's a gorgeous radak in Parshas. Story of Avimelech, the Parshas of Vayera, I guess. So Rashi comes to Avimelech and says, "You're gonna die because you took the woman that you took, etc." And he says, "I didn't do anything wrong." He says the person has to know before you can't punish him for doing something wrong if he didn't know it was wrong. He says the Bereshim commanded him not to do it. Where did the Bereshim command not to do it? He says he should have figured out from the whole scenario that there's a potential for that, a fear, etc. Because the Bereshim gave a human being seichel, and seichel is the a divine matana to allow us to be able to figure out what the Bereshit wants to do from us. The Bereshit made the human being seichel to correspond to what's right and what's wrong. I remember I had once had a discussion with a fellow who was not from. He said, "Why do you need the Torah? I have a moral compass. Like, why do I have to believe in the day of Torah and the day of God, etc.? I have a moral compass." He says, "Isn't it interesting there's such a thing as a moral compass? The animals have moral compasses." Russian gave a human being an idea of a seichel, which has a system to think, which is machayev, that you should be able to figure something out. That's ki'il, the Russian was being mitzavi. That's the lashon of the radak. The Russian, through the seichel, himself, the seichel is giving you. So svara has a din over the raisa. So that's maybe bracha, she has a din of the raisa. That's the discussion over the Pnei Yeshua. If it's a logical, also the Hanukkah is a bala with bracha, it's a logical type of concept. That you should say thank you when you get something, so maybe the Chiyuv Bracha is the Raisa, and that's a discussion over there, Pnei Yeshua Netzlach. It does sort of a din of the Raisa, but the Rebbe Chanan says in the Ramban, you're going to have to say that. Anyway, that's it's a very important Machoikis, Shat Lagamar over here, whatever. Okay, Masa Ravam. So we're making the Brachas under Rabbanas, and that's where the bracha comes from. So I said, I'm not so sure you make brachas under abundance. So saying that here's the verse is why we have a I think it's a Mishnah. Hadamai, ma'arvin bo, you can use demai. So a person would purchase produce from an ama oritz. So we had in Saita. So since the truma gadola they took off, that was Yechin Kangalol. Was able to be mavara that they Shema was taken off everywhere. Everything else they were not doing so carefully. So there was a key when you bought it, misafik to be mafresh meisters from it, etc. So the status of the produce before you were mafresh is referred to as demai. So demai, which has not been mufresh yet, you can use it still. You can use it for a rubik chatzeris or a rubik tchumen. Even though it has to be edible, it's considered edible. Mashtatama, you can use it for shituf. It's not edible. You can't eat it right now. So Chazal did not prohibit aniyim from eating demai. Now, without taking off rosha, if they get it with a situation you can't do off rosha, they'd be allowed to eat it. And Asher could not eat it. But only they would. Because Mikra didn't really. They were being mafresh. So Chacham and they made the tekana did not preclude an oni from eating it if he needs to. So theoretically, this is edible. It'll just be mafkir and nechasim, and you'll be an oni, and you'll not eat it. So the more said that's sufficient. It's available enough and accessible enough that you can use it for erev and for shitif mavois. Mavarach and alav. You make a bracha, mishana achrona, whoever that means. It's not considered an aveira if a person doesn't eat it, to the extent that it's an insult to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you make a bracha on it. Umezamin alav, you do a zimun on it, which is the more says in brachas that eating isser, it's not shaykh a zimun. You know, the functioning family functions together. The dysfunctional family, each one is dysfunctional in their own way. When everybody's doing an aveira, it's not called a zimun of a group together. It's called each person doing their own aveira, you know. Okay? So it's not true over here. Mafishim, you're allowed to be mafreshit, even though you're not unclothed, because there's no need to make a bracha when you're mafreshit. Ben Hashmashis, and also you're allowed to do it, Ben Hashmashis of Erev Shabbos, where you can't be taking off meiser is an element of tikkun, but it doesn't apply to demai. The armor, komer, abonin, boy bracha, if you make brachas under abonans, so how can you take be mafreshit when the person's unclothed? There's a chiyuvim of when a person says the warm shal kedusha, he has to be dressed properly.
Why do we say that it's specifically when he's saying something? As opposed to
just
existing.
The end of the pasuk is v'lo and Chazal darshan erbas dibur. There's a lacha of you can't have erba when you have dibur. It's interesting why the more ended stopped at the beginning of the pasuk, but it's a fair question. You're right. Just the quote alone wouldn't be very clear to you. This as quoted. So you see, you don't make brachas in the rabbanos. So Amar Baya Vare de Divrayim Boy Bracha. Safu de Divrayim Loy Boy Bracha. That's Halacha was a Chomer Masakin to address a situation of a Safik. They did not institute Halacha Bracha. The Mar says, really? Voyantav Sheini, the Safik Divrayim Boy Bracha. We had in Baya that once upon a time it was a Safik Deraisa. Nowadays we know the Kriya D'Yarcho. The Chazal were masakin to maintain the minig of keeping the Safik because of Chas HaSholem, and it should never get back to the point where person would forget. So Chazal were masakin ate the Rabbanon to maintain the minig which existed from beforehand. So Chazal were masakin to keep the Safik. A boy bracha needs a bracha. So my answer is Hasam Kiheka the loyal Zulzule bo. The Chazal were masakin a bracha on the situation of the Rabbanan, even though they would not necessarily normally do that. But if we wouldn't do that, people would not take the yomtiv seriously. But now that we're making all of the brachas on the yomtiv, so people say, "Oh, today's yomtiv." You know, you're making kiddush, etc., etc. Rav Omar, Rav Ame Ha'aretz Ma'asrin Hay. They answer back to the original question of demai. It's not any drabbanon. Drabbanon, Chazal said misafik yishu me'achmer, whatever it is. That's also part of our command. Listen to the chama, and you make a bracha. The only exception is demai, because since demai, the more says the behedja that Rav Ami Oritz were ma'asrin, It was a takana which was made because of a minimal suffix. Takana made because of a minimal suffix. That already they do not masakan a brocha. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I was wondering if that's why Shabbos helps with it, and why we say, why some Jews say that.
You know, I'm trying to recall from the sugya with the Avodah Zorah that rule that it's kind of one which is not in this pashit, it's bottle. What the source was, I don't recall bringing this pasuk. I don't recall them bringing any pasuk for the concept. Mordechai just says it. I can't say for sure. You recall? A while back, right? Alternatively, I'm trying to remember the more with their Misachim. When the more discusses the minig. I don't recall whether the more quotes Shalabicha or not. I hear it's an interesting thought. I'm not familiar. When you tell me somebody does not quote something, I'm very hesitant to say that. It means I have to remember everything that he said and say it's not there. You know, that's a much bigger accomplishment than saying what is there, saying what's not there. You know. So one time, gave a bechina to Bacher, came to Yeshiva, says, "Where in this Masechta does it say this idea?" The guy says, "Nowhere in the Masechta." He says, "What are you talking about? It's a Perashat Mor." If it's a Perashat Mor, it has to be Daf Pei Zayin, because I missed Pei Zayin. And he was right; it was in Pei Zayin, or whatever the Daf was, you know. So he says, "But he said it's not everywhere else. You know, it wasn't. If it's not there, it has to be that page. If it's there, it has to be that page, because the only page I don't remember is that page." And he was right. So that's quite an accomplishment. I'm not ready to say that yet. Okay. So Krashi. Haroya. It's late. Okay. However, Shuk, Haroya, Bechel, Chatzer is like he's walking and he sees a lit. Okay. So the Hashem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Yehuda. Shomer Mishem Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Lord, who's going to brachu zu el lemisha lo hidlik bebeisoy adayin or leyoshe besuna. It's a person who has not lit at home yet, or a person who's yoshe besuna, which Rashi means, in other words, he doesn't have a home. Tosis in Sukkah says that the reason we don't find it by brachu zaroya was nitzken, the person sees a mezuzah. Bershom, imagine, such a balazak, he made a mezuzah. You know, we don't find such a concept. He says, because, so Tosafot raises the question. He says, "As Chazar masakin it, the Birchas Haroya, because people don't have a bias, and since the mitzvah is Neri Shabesoi, so we want them to be able to have a bracha also. They should have some shaychus to the. So the first step is that the reason why they're masakin it was to give those who are not going to be able to make the bracha because they have no bias." An opportunity to make a bracha on Chanukah. And then Tosha says, well, if that's true, so why is it different than mezuzah, which a person with a bias is not machai, doesn't have the opportunity to make a bracha on mezuzah either? So Tosha says, one answer Tosha says, because Pesumanisa, you know, that's, you know, we want to give a person an opportunity to be part of the Pesumanisa, which you don't have without a mezuzah. But Tosha draws a parallel. Tosha says that the sibah for the takana was because people do not have a bias. Rebbe Baruch Shteim, Shosan Isim, Shech Yom, Shein Olav Lebaruch, Lahadlik, Holo Adlik, he's not going to Baruch Lahadlik. Mamimait, Hamadlik, Vashayom, Ezim, and Asholosh, Mamimait. What's he going to take away the second day and onwards? His man. Where it says, what about Nes? Kol Yom Eisei, Shere Kol Shmona, Kol Shmona, Hiliku Minapach, they lit it for 8 days. Alos man, Mishigiyonu, Haskolos, Zman, Hikiyonu. Once we got there, we got there. A person unclothed can do it, take it off. There's no mitzvah to make a bracha when you take it off. Just mentioning Hashem's name, you cannot be in state of erva. And you're getting on the side of the page, it points out that according to Rashi, the Ikir Kavan over here is the end of the pasuk, like Rashi says. Vadi the Divrayim, if you're going near Chanukah, you make a bracha. So the Divrayim, if you're going to Mai, but for us, the end of it means Safik. Because I'm addressing a Safik, you don't make a bracha. Aye, you have to shani boy bracha, Kiddush Hayom, you make a bracha, Kiddush Hayom. So Rav Amar Sofik the Divrayim boy bracha. We make and the Sofik Chazal also Masakin bracha. The Maya philosophically heavy. El Chumar Ba'alma the Rav Amir Oritz Maaser. It wasn't really even a Sofik. Rav were Maaser. It was Chumar said, you know what? We want you to do it anyway. So that way they weren't Masakin bracha. Okay. So the more Amar of Huna Chatzah Sheyesh La Beis Psachim. So the house has two openings. Out into the chotzer, three hashteiners. You have to light both on both sides. Amar Rava, lo yamor ne'elam shtei ruchas. It's only if the two doors are in two different directions. Amar ruch achas loy tzarich. But if it's in the, if both doors are opening in the same direction, you only have to light once. Where's my time? What's going on? What's the reason? Ilay mishum chashad. The whole reason why you light is because of chashad. People are chashed him, they didn't light. So the Morse says, Chashad of the man, who are we worried about? Elam Chashad of the Alma, the people outside of the outside of the town who don't know who lives here. Philip Ruchach is Namali boy, so they don't know that it's two different houses. They think maybe that's one house with two doors, maybe two, as far as they're concerned, it's two different inside it's divided into two homes. So there's a Chashad that way. So their Chashad, there's a person living there, there's no light. Elamai was. Yichashad the bnei Masa. Elamai the chashada of the people in the town who know that it's one big house. So I feel Meshach Ruchas Damiloi. So even to them, they know it's only one. What's it been to them? To both doors facing the same direction or facing a different direction? They know it's only one. It's only one house. It's only one family in there. So right now I think so that's the Morris terrorism, but the Morris kasha wasn't that they chashed didn't light that they walk by the door so there's no light. It must be that somebody inside there's not lighting. Well, if you know it's one big house, they figure probably lit on the other side. It's the Morris. In other words, right now the Morris something the issue is thinking that there's two families inside as opposed to one. So Morris, people in the house in the city know that that's a can't be the reason. So more answers. You shouldn't need. The problem is the chashad of the masa. Zimin the mechalfi b'hai, v'lo mechalfi b'hai. V'amir ki hecha the b'hai piska loy adlik, v'ach piska namer loy adlik. Their chashad him. They only happen to go by one side. They saw nothing lit there. They'd say, ah, you know, Mustafa didn't light. They're not going to assume that he necessarily lit around the corner. Let's not be chashad. Let's not be chashad them for being not chashad him. Right, that's what I was worried about. Then the Mor brings a source for the concept of that we have a din of chashada. So that's Rav Huna's halacha. Let's hold it here. Pick up there. Okay.
Is there really a difference between like?